Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., he has moved on to Milwaukee, and Matt Scraby has moved over to the ones and twos spot here in the studio.
You guys are back stuck with me.
You're all over the place here the last couple of days, sir.
Yeah, it was quite the experience. I'm very appreciative for the opportunity. Learned a lot during my time filling in.
Hopefully the listeners learned something listening to you.
I think that people got something from it. Okay. Yes. But I got to tell you guys, it is so strange to get off work at 2 and then have to wait 4.5 hours for the game. Like, because usually when I leave here, turn on the game, you guys are already on. It is so strange getting off that early, because it's just different. I'm a creature of habit.
Everything is, I believe, back to normal for at least the time being here. Braden should be returning Monday. And Gwynn and Chris is back together again here. Tony is, as we mentioned, back in the city where he began his Major League Baseball career. Welcome home, sir. I'm sure there was a ticker tape parade, nothing.
Are we still doing this bit?
I know, it's kind of over. You're right, because nobody ever, they never recognize that he's even back, and it kind of makes me mad, honestly. I think they should welcome him back.
No, but they don't need to welcome me. I didn't do nothing here, so.
Well, yeah. I beg to differ. But
I get to see the people who were around for sure. They all show some love. I haven't got a chance to go down there yet, because I had to come straight here once we got off the bus, so. I'll get a chance to catch up with some of my friends.
There's got to be a couple of clubhouse people down there.
For sure. You know. For sure.
All right. Well, good. It's. I'm glad you're back, and I'm sure you're safe and sound there in Milwaukee. Padres and Brewers do start a 3-game series tonight. We'll talk about the Padres and the 4-game split in San Francisco. But I think, Tony, the thing that is on most people's minds.
What's on most people's minds?
Well, it's on my mind anyway. So since it's
is this the equivalent of me saying people?
Yeah, this
feels
is
like
no,
it.
Well, this is one of those things, because I could say that it's on people's minds, but I don't know if it is. But if it's on my mind, then it now has to be on their mind, because I'm going to mention it. your cohort in the booth, Dave Marcus, I like to call Dave Marcuzzi, getting a ton of airtime during the telecast
the other night. He did indeed.
Yeah, can you just please tell him that, and I don't know, it seemed like everybody was kind of poking fun at him, which is not fair to do when you just stick a guy on camera and don't really give him any preparation time. But he did what I think all of us would do if we all of a sudden, out of nowhere, found out we're now on television.
What would that be?
Straighten your hair. First thing, got to straighten the hair. And even though Dave hardly has any, I get it, Dave. I do the same thing whenever I see myself pop up on camera somewhere. Even though I have no hair, I try to straighten it out also.
I heard Tony's joke driving home from somewhere, and he said Dave has the three hairs like Homer Simpson.
Well, he had to get them straight.
First of all, I am only a piece of the story.
Yes.
Right?
Tell us what happened, how this all transferred.
So Jesse and I always have a feed coming in of TV. There's no sound. We just get a feed.
Right, something to keep an eye on.
So that we can, see some of the replays and things of that nature. And so all of a sudden, Jess mentions that we're on TV. And you could just tell by how they had it framed that they weren't talking about Jesse and I.
Right.
yes. And mind you, the game is happening. So I'm kind of like looking at the screen. Yeah. And so I could tell that, this is not, I'm like, halfway in the picture. Jesse's like a little bit in the picture, but my man Dave Marcus is centered in that bad boy. So
yes, he was.
I think we kind of put it together that they were talking about Dave. The funny part was, as I said, there's no sound, so we didn't know what they were talking about. And so I don't know how long, much longer it was, maybe an inning or two. Jesse, one of our listeners sends Jesse the sound of what exactly is being said. And, my, we had a good chuckle listening to Mud, especially talk about the chapstick part. And, like, within seconds, he pulls the chapstick out and is putting it on his lips. It was classic Dave Marcus.
It could not have worked out any better. It just simply could not have worked out any better. But, Dave, I just wanted to let you know.
Dave is here right now. He has a mic, so I assume he's going to speak.
Well, none of this is funny. I don't think any of this is funny at all. Okay?
Dave, it was a great moment, even though you don't think so. It was organic, and that was what was great about it. And that's why I brought it up. I brought this up to tell you that we all do the same thing you did. When you find out you're on television, you can't help but try to neaten or tidy up just a little bit. And so that's a very natural reaction. You did what all of us do. So, and I also don't know that it's 100% fair of them just to fire the camera on you without you knowing. Should they give you a heads up, don't you think, Tony? No?
Hey, no. I mean, listen,
all's
I don't
fair,
have a heads up
huh?
when
all's
they
fair.
Put me on camera.
No, they don't.
Jesse,
no, that's true.
None
they
of
don't.
Us get a heads up. So,
no,
you know,
that's true.
You just got to do, make it work the best way you can.
Yeah, you do
and
get talked
did.
About. Yeah, and that's true, Tony. You get talked about on the national broadcast. Anytime your dad might come up, they'll shoot a shot of you in the booth, and then you'll be there. And, of course, you know, everybody was watching Dave Marcus the other night, but I don't know that Scraby, if you caught what I caught on the side there, was where Tony Gwynn Jr. was standing, bundled up like he was in Alaska.
I did not notice this, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was San Francisco.
Yeah,
it was
cold. I get that. But he had the jacket. He had the ski cap. Did you have a ski mask? No, I don't think he had that.
I didn't have a mask.
No, but
I
you looked like you were freezing up there.
Yeah,
so.
Listen, I wasn't freezing because I was prepared.
Yeah,
I had
right,
a beanie.
Right, right.
I had a jacket. So I was comfortable in my little get up there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, a fun night. And look, during the course of a long season, look, we still got, after tonight, I hate to remind everybody, still 100 games to go. So, you know, we can.
What?
Yeah, and that's something.
Oh,
this
wow.
is the 62nd game of the year tonight.
I think you guys would be proud
so
that I came on today and I said they won the games they should have lost. They lost the games they probably should have won, but they got a lot of time to go.
Well,
so I think you guys should be proud.
Well, look, I mean, the season isn't going to be won or lost. What happened this week, what happens Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is going to be important, of course. But, you know, you want to go into that series playing well. And the bottom line is they got the split in San Francisco. We said this yesterday, Scraby, and if they had lost the first two and then come back and won the second two, we'd be extolling their virtues. You know, way to go. They bounced back. They hung in there. They were tough. They gutted it out. Got a split. But since it went the other way, people are disappointed. They should have done more. And the bottom line is a split is a split is a split. And for that, you know, you move on. I mean, it's a road split, four games against a good team. And there were four good games, Tony. I mean, we talk about it. Give us more of this divisional play. It's exciting.
Yeah, man, those were four really well-played games.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's something about division games, especially when it comes to, you know, the Padres-Giants, Padres-Dodgers, Padres-Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
They play good, close games. And so, you know, that's all we saw this past week, or this past four games, was two good teams. Padres games, basically, the first two times. And then they got two stolen from them in the next two. And so you take your split in a tough – I still think that is one of the tougher places to go in and get wins. And the Padres have had their fair share of success there, but that's not an easy place. And they snuck out. They snuck two in, and they got the other two taken from them, and that's kind of how it goes. Now, you got to change – you got to turn the page real quick, because this Brewer team has got on a nice little win streak here, playing some good baseball. They're back at home. So, yeah, you got to get over whatever it is. And, you know, the Padres in general do a terrific job of that. They turn the page, I think, better than most. So, same thing. This team is what?
They won 9 of 10. I know that. So,
9 of 10. Yeah. Nine and one in their last 10.
Right. So, it's going to be a good competitive weekend. Tonight is the only game, by the way. I hate to remind everyone out there that is on local television.
I don't hate it because... The radio is there every single night.
Right. More people are going to listen. But, you know, for us that are used to tuning in and watching on our local TV, not going to happen after tonight. Tomorrow it's a national game on Fox television. And then Sunday morning it is on something called the Roku channel.
Roku!
And I have not been...
It's not a channel.
It isn't. I don't even know what it is. I'm not privy to whatever... I'm not privy to whatever the game is being... You know, aired on Sunday morning. I have no idea.
I believe Roku's like an Apple TV type device.
All right.
So you have to like buy it. I'm sure you could stream it, but I know that Roku's like a device.
Is it a channel? You said it's not a channel.
No, you have to like.
No, it's like a device.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris, I wish everybody could
Well,
have
I
seen
mean,
his
come
face.
On. I'm too old for this stuff.
Dave Marcus says he has Roku, so he'll be able to watch the Padre game, even though he'll be at the Padre game.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave, can you send me your address and tell your wife I like my eggs over medium, and I'll just be by, and I'll have to watch the game at your house, because I can't watch it at my house. All right, series gets underway tonight. We're going to talk a lot about it. We have Sean Reynolds as our Friar Friday guest. Tony will be getting downstairs to visit with Mike Schilt. In a little while, we have to, you know, see about the lineups and see whether we got Xander, whether we got Arraez. We'll check in on all of that for you. But before we talk to Sean Reynolds, I got to talk to Tony about Game 1 of the NBA Finals last night. Just real quick, Tony, we're going to break. But I know everybody out there was shocked at what they saw last night, except for me and you.
That's right.
All right. Just want people clear on that.
I'll find out on the other side.
Think the Pacers had a chance to win the series, and nobody else did.
Okay.
I think it's kind of obvious at this point they do. We'll talk more about that as Gwen and Chris rolls on here. Underway, finally a Friday, 97.3 The
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4-18 here in Milwaukee. 2-18 back in San Diego. Let's get right to it. Baseball news. Corbin Burns will have Tommy John surgery next week. His season has come to an end.
And next season probably, right, Tony?
At least into next season. I don't know if he'll lose all of next season, but it will be into next season that Corbin Burns will get the pitch again. And so that's a huge blow, obviously, for the Diamondbacks, who are already kind of teetering with their ball club. And so
you'd almost rather see a pitcher walk off the mound and say, I have a broken arm, than walk off the mound and say, yeah, my elbow kind of feels funny, but I don't know what's wrong. Because the broken arm will be six, months or something. You'll be back. The elbow feeling funny usually means Tommy John surgery nowadays.
They would have taken him saying, my elbow feels kind of funny. He said, my elbow is done, That doesn't really leave you with a bunch of confidence as he walks off the mound at that point.
No,
so,
you're right. So that was
really unfortunate for Corbin Burns and the Diamondbacks. Their season got a lot tougher here today. That being said, we shift now to the NBA, in which the Indiana Pacers had Game 1 versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City pretty much dominated that game. Had a lead for all of 11 seconds, not even 11 seconds, all of 1 point whatever seconds it was.
Yep.
Until Mr. Halliburton reared his ugly energy again on the opposing team and knocked down a game winner. I have been a hater of Halliburton. He is quickly making me a fan of him, because you can say what you want. Whatever trash he talks, he backs it up. And he hasn't just backed it up. He has hit some daggers, like game winners. They too many people who could say that.
It's unbelievable what the Pacers have done, right? I mean, this is the fourth time in the playoffs, Tony, that they have been behind by an insurmountable score in the final minute of a game. They were down 7 to Milwaukee in the final 40 seconds of overtime, and they won that game to clinch the series. They were down 14 to the Knicks with less than 3 minutes to go in Game 1, and they won that game. They did the same to Cleveland in one of the games, and I don't remember the exact number. But last night, they were down 15 in the fourth quarter. The last team to come back from that was a Dallas team coached by Rick Carlisle in 2011. They were still down 9 with about a minute and a half to go. NBA final teams in the history were 0-1100. Now they're 1-1100. And it was Halliburton's final shot, but it was everybody contributed in the final minute. Nembhard made a step back three. Nesmith made a three along the sideline. Siakam grabbed a rebound. And SGA, they found a way to finally defend him the last couple of possessions without putting him on the foul line. And that set it all up. I mean, it was amazing because there was no way Indiana should have ever won that game.
Watching the highlights, like completely blind, because mind you, I didn't get to watch the game.
Right, you were on
flight.
A flight, yeah.
So I had only caught, once I could turn my phone off airplane mode, I had only caught the final shot. So watching the highlights, it was hard not to think that, man, the Pacers having to defend Jalen Brunson for the entire series had to have prepared these guys for what they're seeing against SGA. SGA is just a bigger, they play almost exactly the same. The SGA is just a bigger version of what Jalen Brunson does. They both use their body and they create fouls and they do all of that. And I just thought, you know, I think the other thing that I found out this morning and I thought about was, I think was is it Nembhard? He's Canadian, I'm pretty sure that he played against SGA growing up. So
this is
there's right there. Not only that, I just think that there's a less of a fear factor. This is a dude he's been going up against since he was a kid, you know, since he was young, and you're facing him off. There's just kind of there isn't that kind of aura that he may have facing off against some of these other guys in the league. And I thought despite him having a terrific game, when it got down to the nitty-gritty, they were able to get some stops, specifically with him with the ball.
Yeah, the last possession was, really well done by Nembhard. Although SGA normally makes that shot, he missed it, and that gave Halliburton the opening. SGA had 38 points, Tony. That's fantastic. It's in the headlines. But he took 30 shots to get there.
Yeah,
and he also only had 3 assists, so he got no one else involved, really. And he's your point guard. I'm not down on SGA. I'm not, but what I am is not feeling the whole MVP thing yet. And I said that during the run of the playoffs. He's got to play a better all-around game, believe it or not. And I'd rather see him score 30 points and do shoot a better percentage.
Wait,
and
what
get
do you
some
mean
of the other
by
guys
you're not
involved.
Feeling the whole MVP thing? What do you mean by that?
Because if I told you right when he won the award, I said I don't think he's a rip your heart out kind of MVP guy.
I got you.
That's all. I think he deserved the award. He had the best stats, the whole thing.
But so there's not... two categories for MVPs now?
No, there isn't.
Your heart out MVPs.
Well, there. Ask Kobe. Ask Michael. Harden. You know, some of these guys will take your breath away. But back to Indiana, they also won the game, Tony, after committing an unheard of 19 turnovers in the first half. They were on pace for 40 turnovers in that game.
Now, they only had 5 in the second.
They only
which
had
is
five
a big,
in the second half. That's how they came back.
Which is a big reason why they were able to come back.
Yes.
It's when you get to, it's the same thing, when you get to this time of year in all sports, right? In football, what do we talk about come playoff times? Turnovers.
Yeah.
Don't turn the ball over. In baseball, it looks a little different, but it's virtually the same thing. Errors, walks. Don't have those come playoff times because it comes back to haunt you. It's no different in basketball. You turn the ball over. It's part of the reason why Oklahoma City had the leads they had.
That's their secret sauce, man. They get a lot of turnovers.
They turn you over, and they get buckets off of it. I will say that was one of the things that the Pacers also did better than most was they turned them over, and Oklahoma City wasn't like converting all of them like they seemed to do against everybody else, and that allowed them to be what down. I think it were 11 at halftime.
Yeah, they were right. They should have been down 25 at halftime.
100%.
And they just weren't. 100%. So
yeah,
I would caution this though. Tony and I are feeling a little celebratory today because we both like the Pacers and no one else did. The series is not over by any stretch. No. Oklahoma City is still looks to me like they're the better team. I must say. Yeah. So Indiana's going to have to figure some things out because I don't know that they're going to luck you out and pull out every single game at the wire like that.
This series still has a potential to turn into the Lakers 76ers from like the early 2000s.
They could win the next four.
They could win the next four for sure.
They could, but Indiana got the first one last night. It was exciting. Look, the NBA's got – they don't have the big markets. They don't have the same TV draw. But if you watch the game, you're going to probably want to come back and watch game two because that was pretty exciting.
For sure. I still think this is going to be a great series. Regardless, I think this is going to be a good series.
I could not agree more, and last night was outstanding. We'll see. I don't have a Padre lineup yet, Tony. Do you have access to anything yet?
No lineup yet.
I'm refreshing right now.
Yeah, no, still no lineup.
Yeah, right. Mike Schilt's going to be talking to the media in about a half an hour, so we'll get the latest on Xander. We'll get the latest on Luis Arraez. I'm sure people will ask him about Dylan Cease. A couple of quick things, Tony. We got a minute before the bottom of the hour, but your thoughts. Jose Iglesias, was this just a one-off brain cramp, do you think? Or did you see something there that we couldn't see as to
when
he didn't slide? Yeah.
He had the double in the seventh, and he...
You said Luis Arraez?
No, Iglesias.
Yeah, Iglesias.
I meant.
No, I don't think it was a brain cramp. I think he saw where the throw was, and he saw where he was.
Okay.
And I think he was anticipating as an infielder that he was... Because he had his back turned. I think it was Fitzgerald. He had his back turned.
Okay.
That he was just going to turn and try to apply the tag downwards.
Ah.
And so he stayed on his feet thinking he could try to sneak around the back. And Fitzgerald just did a nice job being able to clip his jersey.
Okay.
Otherwise, he would have got in there safely.
All right. See?
But
we're all over that play, but that makes more sense now.
I can see why initially people were like, yo, why didn't he slide?
Yeah.
But after we saw the replay, you can kind of see what he was looking at and why he tried to go that route.
All right.
I got to ask Tony this. When Toddy hit that ball, did you think it was gone?
Yes, I did. The ball was dying in center field twice.
Yep.
Those balls were touched up, and they didn't go nowhere.
Yep.
Yeah, too bad, because he had the bat flip, and people are making, giving him a hard time. What they're not pointing out is what Scraby pointed out. The analytics say every time a ball's hit like that,
to that part of the park,
it's a home run.
Or a extra base
hit. At least a double, yeah.
His ball was an out of 15.
Yeah, that's called Mother Nature doing its thing. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, Friar Friday, Sean Reynolds, Padre reliever, joins us next on Gwen and Chris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. I start saying welcome back as I reach for the button to hit mic on. Sometimes you don't hear me.
You just turned yourself off.
I was giving an example of when I don't hit the button.
I was like, what are you doing?
That was an example, Scrabe. Gwynn and Chris, Tony's in Milwaukee. Padres are there. Sean Reynolds. Coming out of a pitcher's meeting, will be joining us. It's going to have a few minutes to catch up with us here shortly. So I look forward to that. But in the meantime, yes, the lineup is out, and there's nothing but good news in the lineup. And as far as, you know, whether you're worried about Luis Arraez or Xander Bogaerts, because, Tony, the Padres went 2-for-2 there. Both guys are ready. Give a little credit to that training staff.
Yes, yes.
Behind the scenes, people don't see how much these guys work to help get these players in the lineup sometimes.
Yeah, Ricky Horta is one of the many trainers they have down there, does a terrific job. And, yes, Luis Arraez in the lineup as a designated hitter. Who was the other one? Xander Bogaerts also back in the lineup as a shortstop.
Right.
So, yeah, you have that. Those were the two guys you were probably most concerned about being able to play today, and they are all in the lineup.
A lot of talk, Tony, out here by, I don't want to say overreactors, but people that are looking at the slump Fernando has been in, looking at the slump that Jackson Merrill has been in, and saying we need to switch things up. Get Fernando maybe out of the leadoff spot, maybe drop Jackson down. My thought has been that when you got something that's good, you ride out a slump. And that's always, to me, worked best. What do you say about this? I mean, should Schilt be mixing and matching to try to figure this out until they get hot again?
I know he certainly isn't there yet. And I don't think he should be yet. I don't think that's something that he wants to do right away. I think there's multiple reasons, too. I think one thing we know about Mike is he's always going to show support or have ultimate confidence in his guys, right?
Yeah.
Especially the ones we're talking about here. And so I think because of that, he's not going to move on something like that until he feels like it is absolutely necessary. And I don't think he thinks they're there yet. I don't think they're there yet.
Fernando's starting to hit the ball a little bit harder, as evidenced by that fly out and three hits the night before that.
Yeah, no, I think he's finding his way. This is kind of how it works. He's trying to figure out the timing and You know, I think, you know, a lot of it has been made of body language and him not looking happy. And
oh, whatever.
And the other.
Yeah.
That's getting old.
The day,
baseball isn't fun when you are making outs often, especially when you were in the topic of conversation in terms of MVP, early MVP candidates 1 month before. So, yeah, I could see why he's a little salty. He keeps making outs. And, it, you know, that's a frustrating thing to go through. But, yeah, no, I when the time is right, as it was, you know, last year when he made some of the moves he made, I think he'll do it. If it gets to that.
Jackson Merrill, this is his first prolonged stretch, Tony. I think he's hitting 205 in the last 20 games. Anything you're seeing, or is it just not ball, you know, not making the kind of same contact we've seen him make all year for whatever reason?
No, I don't think it's not. I don't think it's about contact at all. I think it's more about his strike zone. Like, he swings early when he's going good. He swings early when he's going bad, right? So that's kind of just his characteristic. But he is chasing more and swinging at pitches out of the zone more than I think he normally has. And I think that's really the difference. The ball, when he hits it, it's coming off the same way. He's still swinging it good. It's just, I think his pitch selection is a little bit off right now.
All right, we're going to visit with Sean Reynolds here. Darren Feeney doing a nice job there in Milwaukee, helping us track him down. I know he's only got a few minutes. Sean, thanks for coming on today. Kind of quick notice. Always good to talk a little Padre baseball. And how are things coming out of that split in San Francisco for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely, fellas. Thanks for having me. It's good, man. You know, it's obviously a tough stretch of the season that we're in, but the vibe is good. It always is. And, you know, just excited to play baseball every day and compete. I think, you know, obviously I can't speak to everybody, but I feel like that certainly is the energy that everybody brings every day from the top down. So it's fun to be a part of.
John, you had a tremendous outing the other night. You had to go out through three innings for this ball club, and at a time that, you know, the bullpen needed. They needed somebody to step up. You were that guy. What did you know ahead of time that that might be a role that you had to fill where it was multiple innings like that? And does your preparation change at all on a day that you may know that you are going to have a little heavier workload?
That's a good question. I think, well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. No, I think, you know, that kind of started developing last year in AAA. They floated the idea down when I was down there that, you know, start kind of stretching out the outings and getting used to going multiple, and obviously for, you know, for this reason. So no, but to answer your question, I don't think the preparation or the mindset really changes. You know, I've said this and I'll say it again to whoever is listening, that I'm just here to help the team win, man. I don't really have any ego involved or any care in terms of the situation of the game or anything like that. So no, I think just you try to stay present with each pitch the best you can. And if I throw, you know, one inning or three innings or however many they need that day, then, you know, just one pitch at a time and trying to, you know, just help the boys out and give us the best possible chance to win. Whether it's, like you said, I come in when we're down or up or tied or whatever, you know, the job of the bullpen is to keep the game where it's at. So that's really my only focus.
Sean Reynolds doing a good job of that for the Padres. Sean, where did you learn, would you say, not to pitch so much, but where did you learn to get the kind of stuff that you have? Or do you think this was a God-given thing, or was it a combination of both? The ball moves all over the place out there. I'm glad I don't have to try to hit it. That's all.
Yeah, right? I'd say it's probably a combination of both, to be honest. Obviously, you know, everyone that's a major league pitcher or hitter has, you know, a world of God-given ability, but it's taken a lot of work and a lot of days of practice and, you know, going back to obviously before even being a pro, it's just your whole life of throwing a ball and kind of learning what works and what doesn't. And but yeah, I think just a lot of days in throwing program, when I made the transition from hitting to pitching, I kind of looked at it like, you know, when you're a hitter, you can go and take 1,000 swings a day and it really doesn't tax your body or, you know, especially your arm the way throwing does. So when we're in throwing program and we get our chance to, you know, do our work before the game, whether or not, especially in the minor leagues, and you kind of know know your schedule a little bit better, and it's more mapped out. You got to make all those throws count. So I've just tried my best to, like I said before, just be present with whether it's in the game on the mound, you know, in a tight situation, or if we're playing catch on the line. It's like you got to be present with what you're doing and really put all your focus into trying to get better in whatever capacity it is that day. So, yeah, it's definitely, obviously the talent is God given, and I appreciate that always, but it's definitely taken a lot of hard work to craft what I'm working with now.
John Reynolds joins us, Padre reliever, off to a terrific start. I think this guy has a extremely high ceiling for this ball club. And Sean, you came into camp, you know, prepared to make a team, and you have a setback like the stress reaction in your foot. How difficult was that for you to deal with? Because it just seemed like it just couldn't get better in time for you to really get back on the mound before we broke camp. Was that a difficult thing to kind of deal with? You have a chance to make the club out of camp and then have this setback?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, you always want to be out there competing, and even if it is spring training, you know, it was killing me every day to be, you know, it was either me or strength, you know, me and strength coach, or me and a few other guys just kind of in the weight room doing our thing and trying to rehab while, you know, the rest of the team was out on the field practicing and, you know, enjoying camp. So obviously always difficult when you can't be out there, but at the same time, it's like, you know, once the initial kind of shock value of the diagnosis happened, and then, you know, you kind of are bummed out obviously for a day or two, but after that, it's like, what can I do to get better every day and try and make this as short of a recovery as possible. So yeah, definitely extremely difficult, but at the same time, like, grateful for the experience. Definitely taught me a lot, and it makes being out here every day definitely that much sweeter to know that, you know, obviously we're blessed to be able to do what we do, and you know, it can be taken away at a moment's notice. So just really trying to enjoy every day and stay present with where I'm at. And yeah, man, it's been a fun ride so far.
Sean, we'll let you go on this. You're Southern California kid, Redondo Beach. What high school?
Yes, sir.
What high school was it?
Redondo Union.
It was Redondo Union.
Yes, sir.
I pitched many a game in that stadium. I went to Beverly Hills High, which I think is an Ocean League.
Oh, no way. Yeah, way back in the day.
Way back in the day, pitched a lot of games there. So I can kind of picture where you grew up, and, you know, congrats on making it where, you know, guys like me never made it. But
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely a blast to be a part of, and, you know, it's a crazy team to be on as a rookie and just try to soak it in every day and remind myself, you know, how lucky I am and all of us are to be able to come to big league stadiums and, you know, and play baseball around the country. It's a lot of fun.
Well done, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, appreciate it, fellas. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Sean Reynolds right there, our Padre Friar Friday guest. Yeah, Redondo Union High, Tony. I don't know if you had a stadium like this up in the Poway area. Maybe it was your stadium. But, you know, whenever there was some sort of tournament involving, you know, local teams or summer teams or, you know, all-star tournaments, we always played at Redondo Union High because they had the best baseball field. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
I think the best baseball field at the time and when I was playing was probably Carlsbad. I think Upper Deck had redone their field at the time.
Yeah.
So they had, the pristine grass. It was a beautiful, beautiful field. Yeah, that was usually the place everybody went to.
I know people probably think it was Beverly Hills High that had the best field. We didn't. We played inside of a track, a running track.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that was our baseball field. It was inside the running track. The right field fence was like 150 feet away.
I was just about to ask, was this a rectangular field?
Yes, and left field was like 700 feet away.
I mean, the space inside the track is normally a football field, or so
right.
You guys had a...
And that's where we played our baseball games. I mean, Beverly Hills High School, we couldn't afford a baseball field. So, all right. I'll let you go,
fellas.
Tony.
I
got to get down there.
I got to roll out.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have the group back.
Yes, we are back.
Yes, it is.
Have a good weekend in Milwaukee. We'll see you next week for Dodgers coming to town.
Yes, you will. That's right. All right, you guys have a good weekend.
You too.
There he goes. Tony heading down to go visit with Mike Schilt. The manager meets at the top of the hour. And it takes, you know, a few minutes to get down there. Even when you are Tony Gwynn, and you probably give him a police escort down to the field, Scraby. For his pregame interviews.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, yeah, this is good news that you got Arise and Bogaerts in there tonight.
Huge news.
Yeah, they need kind of everything right now. You know, Fernando's leading off, Arise, Machado, Merrill, Sheets, Bogaerts, Cronenworth, Wade in left field, Maldonado catching. And this keeps reminding me, you know, maybe Arise needs to DH tonight, you know, after being removed from the game. So Sheets is at first base, but I also still think this is further proof that we're not going to see any more Sheets in left field. It seems like it's becoming kind of a strict platoon with Wade and Lockridge sharing left field right now.
You're probably
something I'm
right.
noticing.
You're probably right. I wouldn't go as far as to say it's.
Yeah, you never say never.
No, never say never, but I was going to say, what was the word that you used yesterday?
Irresponsible.
Irresponsible. I wouldn't go as far as say that, because he's just playing baseball.
I know you wouldn't say it, but I will keep saying it, because I don't want the guy to get hurt. He drove in all of our runs in San Francisco, practically.
That is true.
Between he and Manny, the non-clutch Manny Machado, who, pretty much wins every game for the Padres now, and also not only singled in the tying runs a couple days ago, but let off the ninth with a hit yesterday to give the Padres another chance.
I mean, Manny is
batting average right now.
Yeah,
third in the National League.
Where's Aaron Judge? I haven't checked on him in a while.
Well, he's still atop the American League. But it is, the average has come down a little, not much, 392, still pretty good.
That is really good.
Yeah, the only two guys ahead of Manny in the National League are both Dodgers.
Great.
Freddie Freeman.
Shohei.
And Will Smith.
Oh,
no,
what?
Shohei Ohtani's not.
I thought he was hitting
that high in the average category. Oh. Shohei is at 295, which is good, but not league-leading material.
295 these days, though. That's like top five. Almost.
There's only 15 major league players, 15 right now, hitting 300 or better. It's not many.
All right, so I feel better about Luis Arraez hitting 282.
I don't. we talked about this yesterday. Luis Arraez, and I will never not love watching this guy flick the ball to left center field and put his bat on the ball and make contact and hit. I appreciate what he does, but to be valuable, like really valuable, he's got to hit 320 because he doesn't walk.
We talked about it earlier today.
Right?
Yeah. It's like a weird thing to say he's not valuable unless he hits 320. But we saw it. I can't remember which game of this week it was, but you say it all the time that he clogs the bases.
And he does.
There was a play where someone hit a double and he had to stop at third, and some other guys would score that run. And so that is a deal. It's a deal if you're not doing Luis Arraez things.
Not that Manny or Merrill are going to steal a lot of bases behind him, but if he's at second base when they're at first base, they are certainly not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, not everybody can steal third. I get that. But Luis Arraez is not a threat at all out there. He does have two steals. I don't even know where he got those from this year, to be honest with you.
That is interesting.
And he does have 11 walks, which is 11 more than I thought he had. Because he does swing at everything.
Do you think that they're having a conversation with him at some point? Like, we need you to take more. We need you to walk more.
We were talking to somebody yesterday, said that he tells himself this all
yeah.
the time.
Like, I think it was on the round table.
Right, yes, right. It was on the round table. He's always trying to walk more. It's just not in his
DNA.
DNA.
I love when he...
Neither is a strikeout, by the way. He's only got 5 strikeouts. Just by way of comparison, Aaron Judge, the best hitter in the world, has 60 strikeouts. Shohei Ohtani, who's even a better hitter than him, according to most people, has 73 strikeouts.
Who's got the most? Ellie De La Cruz again?
Ellie De La Cruz, I do want to point this out. He's in the hunt. He's got 75. There are a few guys actually ahead of him. The league leader right now is Michael Tolia of the Albuquerque Dukes. Colorado sent him down to the minor leagues.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, but he's at 81. But Ellie De La Cruz, I saw this yesterday or 2 days ago, and I don't know if I have time to call the exact numbers up. I don't. But somebody wrote somewhere, he's in his, what, third or fourth year as a major league player,
yes.
Ellie De La Cruz?
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this.
He's already now struck out more times in his career than Tony's dad did.
Yeah.
In the whole time. And I want to make official, this is Ellie De La Cruz's third season. He's played 2 1/3 seasons, and he's already struck out more times in his career than Tony's dad did in 20 years.
He's exciting, though.
Sure he is. But is that the way we, you know, want it to be? I think a lot of people say, yeah, because we don't care about the strikeout. Like Tony Jr. said, when he played, it was, quote, embarrassing to strike out 2 or 3 times in a game.
Yeah.
Now, anybody hardly bats an eye.
Justin Verlander is doing a pitching to hitters, and he just gave up a big home run to whoever that was. Not that it matters. I just wanted to say it.
Yeah. Next time you jump in, say something that matters.
That did matter, though.
You just said it didn't matter.
Well, now that you told me it didn't matter, now that I think it does matter.
Daily Gambit matters. Hour number 2 of Gwen and Chris matters. Heading towards Sam Levitt's pregame show at 4:10 today ahead of Padre baseball. 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.